This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Catholics stopped to pray at a downtown parish yesterday for the soul of Pope Francis, and I was there to chat with a few on their way out.
Rosario Inez learned that Pope Francis died on Instagram yesterday morning. She says she was devastated.
I'm Latina, and I wanted to go to Italy, like, you know, in the future to see him, because he's really important to the Latino community, being the first, like, Latino Pope.
Another Catholic, Mary Marson, says Pope Francis will be sorely missed.
And we're just praying for him for all eternity. And we are praying for the new pope that will be installed as well.
She says the timing of the late pope's death was moving. Catholics celebrate Easter over an 8-day period. Pope Francis died on Easter Monday.
The family of a teen with autism who says he was sexually assaulted at a Rogers Park high school earlier this year is suing Chicago Public Schools. The suit alleges officials at Sullivan High School failed to protect the teen when he went to the bathroom in late January. Inside the bathroom, the teen, who cannot communicate verbally, was sexually assaulted by another student, according to the lawsuit. Cass Casper is the attorney for the family.
The victim was supposed to have an adult present with him at all times. He walked by himself from his homeroom, 10th grade classroom, into a bathroom at Sullivan High School where he was viciously sexually assaulted.
In a statement, CPS says it takes seriously its responsibility to ensure the safety and well-being of students. Cutting government spending is the goal of a newly formed working group to address some serious budget challenges in Chicago. Mayor Brandon Johnson has adamantly avoided cuts to jobs or services in his tenure, but that might have to change.
We will have to deal with the realities of the billions of dollars that are being threatened by the federal government.
And on top of that, the city is staring down a more than $1 billion gap next year because of long-term debt and pensions. That's according to Budget Director Annette Guzman.
This executive order responds directly to the stark fiscal realities laid out in our budget forecast.
The working group will include civil organizations, business leaders, elected officials, and labor and pitch solutions by August. Illinois lawmakers and human services advocates kicked off a week-long campaign to increase funding for the State Department of Human Services. The week of action is called Living Wages, Thriving Communities. It calls on Illinois lawmakers to increase funding for the State Department of Human Services for the next fiscal year. IDHS oversees programs that help residents with everything from food insecurity to housing. The campaign is also calling for support for the Human Services Equitable Pay Act. The legislation would require IDHS to conduct a study on the rate of compensation for their employees, including wages and benefits. Advocates hope this would drive a wage increase for workers. Lawmakers face a May 31st deadline to pass next year's state budget. Some more things you should know today. The president of DePaul University has been called to testify before Congress about anti-Semitism on campus. The Sun-Times reports the university received a letter from the Republican-led committee warning DePaul may be violating federal civil rights laws if it is not addressing anti-Semitism. Manuel will be joined by presidents from Haverford College and California Polytechnic State University. In a statement, Manuel said he looked forward to having the conversation with lawmakers. He will appear before the United States House Committee on Education and the Workforce May 7th. A federal jury has begun deliberating the government's bribery case against a sitting Illinois lawmaker. Jurors in the trial of State Senator Emil Jones III heard from half a dozen witnesses over 7 days, including Jones himself, who denied wrongdoing. Prosecutors allege that Jones agreed to accept a $5,000 bribe from a former red light camera company executive, who also offered to hire Jones's former intern. Jones was carrying legislation that had potential to damage the company's interests. Today's weather, it's going to be warm, and the high will be 70 degrees. Over the day, it will become cloudy with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 4. Tonight, the weather should be cloudy with showers and thunderstorms overnight and a low of 56. Then tomorrow, we're expecting the weather to be partly sunny and warm with a high of 68. there will be a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. And that's it for the show. If you like The Rundown, then please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Nemi Gudde. Thanks for listening.